At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, we're here talking Project Runway All-Stars season 6 episode 9, posing on the red carpet, and we're going to be getting into the winner Anthony and the losing look from Joshua, and all the gossip that's going on around today about all the things he's saying about the Project Runway. Judges, stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. We're totally an hour late tonight. Sorry about that. Just some technical difficulties in the studio. But we're actually really, really excited about the show tonight. I want to introduce to you guys our awesome panel. Down here we've got Maite Carrillo.
Hey, guys. You can find me everywhere at Maite Carrillo _.
And Michelle Ubres.
Hey, guys.
And second Dan week in a row, we've got Dan Babbitt.
Hello. Unfortunately, I felt so bad. The other co-host was in a car crash. So I'm like, oh, that sucks, but can I fill in and take a job for the day?
Yes.
She's okay, so she's on the
Yeah, Hannah's in a little fender bender, but she's going to be just fine, and I'm sure you guys will be seeing her next week with us. So, you guys, the looks tonight. We were a little more happy, right?
Yes.
No one got a 4-star for me. It stopped at 3, but it was a little better than last week, I think.
I think it's been the best episode thus far when it comes to their designs. You don't think so?
No. Still really underwhelmed. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think it was the first time that I actually got my passion back for the show this season.
Yeah?
It was the first time. I think it's Zach Posen, just because he is who he is. He's my idol.
Yeah.
I always say I've got a little crush on Zach Posen, a little crush on Georgina, and it just brought some new life into it. And I felt like we all kind of felt that energy with him and being in the showroom. Mm. But, I wasn't overly impressed, but I saw the fire back in the designer's eyes.
You know what, too? They changed the rules around. So they were able to mentor one another, which I feel like that's something that they should do every single episode. Like, it shouldn't be just some, like, a one-time thing. Because it just made it more interesting to me, and the shade that was being thrown, and just seeing their reactions. And
I like it because you kind of can't tell if you're getting good feedback
but
or not.
But that's what makes TV.
That's the strategic part of it, though. And then do you take it or do you don't take it?
Yeah.
It's like you can totally, like, set
that's
somebody up.
That's not part of the game for me. I want to see good fashion. I don't care about the drama.
Oh, I do.
I mean, I don't mind indulging in a little bit of it, but my main thing is the outfit and how it comes out.
I agree. That's the first part of it. But, I mean, a little actual real drama between designers is interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm interested because I don't know, I'm one of those ones, like, where it takes a village, we're all in there as a team. Mm. So I like to see how people's true nature come out. Because I always think, just, like, you should help people, and that's just what you should do. You just, like, it just like, I wouldn't throw, even though I'm a shady person, I would never try and encourage someone to do something that's disgusting. I would try and help them.
Well, you also worked on a show like this, so you know. Yeah. You know, you don't want to do that to somebody.
No, I just think it's, I don't know.
Helen did.
Yeah, but that's how
I feel like Helen was actually given constructive criticism to him, and she was actually being honest about it.
She was like, cut it short, and every one of you guys were like, oh, it looks awful short.
But he did it.
I know.
Yeah, and he did it, and she was safe. So,
well, anyways, we'll get into all that in a little bit, and I'm your lead host for tonight, Michael Shirley. The things that I think we should also probably want to tease this a little bit for everybody. Joshua's been going off on social media.
Yeah.
On all the judges, and when you brought that up to me, I was thinking, well, I think he's probably going to be going home tonight. Mm. That's probably, you know, they've pre-seen everything, and they know when their last episode's going to be, and I think he timed this in a way that was just kind of makes him look like a sore loser.
It does, and he's been on the show before, so it's like, do you not know how this works?
Right. Well, maybe he's not looking to be invited back for a second time on Project Ray all.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Stars, like,
but he got to have his clothes in torrid, and like he got plenty out of it too.
He did get things out of it, yeah, for sure. But before we jump right into our looks, I want to tell you guys about an awesome podcast that our founder does here. Perfectly fitting for International Women's Day.
Oh yeah!
So
happy
yeah. So do you want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was Michael Shirley from the Project Runway All-Stars After Show that told me to go there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, you guys. Did you do anything special to celebrate Women's Day today?
I sure did.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything myself, but I sent a text out and I called a few people saying, Happy International Women's Day. Like, it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
And I know, and I was feeling so proud the entire day, and everyone at work was
proud
like,
lady.
Happy Women's International Day. I was like, you too, right back at you. It felt like it was my birthday.
all over again.
Speaking
of, you just had a birthday while you were gone from us.
And I turned 15.
You know me. I love a little present. So
The bag?
You can't have my Gucci bag. No, but I got you a
Project
Runway Michael Kors inspired gift.
You did? Oh, thank you. Can I open it or should we wait till after the show? Okay, hold on. You tape this up real good.
It's just one piece of tape.
Okay. Oh my god!
I
you know me! You guys! Aww. This is amazing! Look at this!
It's like a snake pink heart. It's really rock and roll. I thought you'd think of me, and I thought it would look really cute on your Chloe bag.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you already the price tag's on. I thought I got the other one.
We're gonna hide the price tag.
Now I feel really gauche, but I ripped it off the back.
hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
$500.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I thought it would be perfect place to give it to you, since Michael Kors is totally in the Project Runway family.
I love this. Thank you.
I hope you really enjoy it. All right, you guys. So tonight, the designers had to create a red carpet dress showcasing their style or technique that is like, so that when they walk down the carpet, that the judges would know automatically who that was. And drum roll, please. The winner got to design an outfit for a lifetime movie star.
Hayley Duff.
Ooh. Who could that be?
I like how they, like, won't say because they, like, don't know who they're going to, like, have him dress yet. But Anthony did win that challenge today.
Which I looked it up, too, on his Twitter and Instagram to see if he would post a picture of the celebrity that he dressed. And there, it was, like, nowhere to be found. So he hasn't posted
it
anything.
It might not have happened yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that too. Yeah.
I hate that, though. But, like, I feel like it needs to be timely. No one's going to be, like, 3 weeks from now, like, oh, I wonder what happened to that.
Real.
Like, we don't remember.
Lifetime movies have a connotation to them. You know, like, people love them because they're just kind of campy, kind of, like, extreme, like,
trash.
Middle America.
Yes.
Trashy a little
but I
bit.
Love
and
them.
I think we cover them here, too. I mean, there's a big fan base for
them.
But, I mean, it's not like you're addressing, like,
for the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Jennifer Lawrence or
it's probably going to be like a Candace Cameron Bure or however you say her name, you know, that Full House woman.
Oh,
it'll probably be someone like
Candy?
Say
like Hayley Duff, like a Hayley Duff.
That's,
yeah,
that's,
like
yes.
a Hayley Duff.
That's
Duff.
His go-to family, the Duff
the
family.
The Duff family. High season.
For this challenge, they had a little something special. They didn't go to Mood Fabrics as they usually do. They went to Tour Zach Posen's atelier and were allowed to choose fabrics. We're asked only to use fabrics that he had in his, like, warehouse of designs. All kinds of stuff, laces and silks and a lot of stuff you wouldn't find everywhere. But I was really shocked that the fact that he did give them this huge catalog of fabrics and stuff to look at. They're all doing, like, red, pink, orange dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like
red, all red.
I think we saw, like, 2/3 of the red carpet tonight was in, like,
red.
The same color family.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this just because I used to do red carpet reporting, and I see, you know, like, the people coming one after the other. The red really doesn't stand out on a red carpet. It's like you're part of the red carpet.
Yeah.
It's like it's swallowing you. So I don't really understand why the designers chose that for a red carpet challenge. Like, any other color will stand out more, like, even white.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny, but when I think of red carpet, I think of a red dress. And I think it's that Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts moment, in that red dress. But I think there's nothing more stunning than a beautiful red dress.
Oh, that's that was a gorgeous red dress.
Yes. And I kind of get it, but you are... But nothing, I think, is more beautiful than the perfect red dress.
Well, the winner tonight, you know, Anthony, his dress was, like, a bright blue, and it really stood out. And I think the color of the dress probably helped in his favor a lot. I mean, although the runway's not red, you know, you're still looking at it, imagining it on the red carpet. Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a competition and you see that everyone is choosing kind of similar tones,
mm-hmm.
you want to switch it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you want to be like, no, okay, I get it. That fabric might be gorgeous, but I'm going to choose a different color or a different pattern.
Stand out. Yeah.
Right? Because it's what the competition is all about.
Well, let's get... Oh, before we get right into it, the designers also... We're mentoring each other this week, which was fine for us because we're not big Anne fans.
I like how they're just like, Anne's gone this week, so we're not going to hire a replacement.
They
we're just going to let the designers.
They seemed excited that she was gone.
We were excited, too.
Maybe
I mean, as we've talked about, we're not quite, we don't think that Anne quite gives them what Tim gives them. So it wasn't really
a bummer.
I mean, but
it's a hard
she's not
act to follow. Like, I mean,
it's
Tim Gunn. And, like, do you know what I mean? That's the Bible talking to you, baby. Like, how do you follow that, Annie?
He's just so invested in the contestants, whereas I think she's like, I gotta go
check
do
out.
This. You know, like, I gotta do this every day for 2 weeks.
Like, I can just imagine her, like, calling in sick, like, I can't
I
make
think
it
that's
this
what happened
guys.
Today.
Yeah, I'm sick. Yeah,
that happened today, I think. And the way they chose this was with a button bag challenge, which we all like. We've been seeing that since the beginning days of Project Runway. And they were only given one day. And we saw a lot of designers bit off more than they could chew. Maybe like Joshua, who... We'll get into that.
See, I think that was really unfortunate. I feel like for a red carpet challenge, you're making a gown. If they would have just even given them like half more day,
they
would have gotten way better designs.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 hours is not enough.
Mm-mm.
It's all stars.
Felt like the sewing, the tailoring on everyone's outfits kind of suffered a little bit.
Like, well, I couldn't really find anything that was perfect. You're like, I have 10 hours. I'm not going to try and do anything amazing because I won't even have a finished garment. So then no one even tries.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Well, first up, we have Stanley. Yes. And he was showcasing tailoring. The first of many red dresses. I think it's probably best to be the first one.
I thought it was kind of orange, in my opinion.
It looked like it was like an orange tone.
They're all
like
in
a mixture between orange
in like
and
this
red.
Family. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Orangish, pinkish, reds. We had several of those going on. It looks a little lighter on this screen than it did when we were watching it. I found it a little Jessica McClintock, like mall prom store. But 90s. It's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the top. I actually don't mind the two straps at the top.
I feel
like
felt
that
looked
it
cheap. Like, really? Like very like junior's department, kind of.
I actually liked it, and I was a fan of this color when I saw it come out. I was like, this color is just amazing. That's all I could stare at. And then when she started walking, I noticed how short it was at the bottom. And
that's
I just
something
didn't
Helen
like
did
it
to undercut him, and a piece of advice he gave, and she alluded to the fact that it wasn't good advice.
Yeah. But overall, I feel like he could have done better, and it was like, meh, it was okay. One day challenge.
I gave it 3 stars, definition of okay.
Oh,
you know,
I gave
like,
it 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it was better than you guys think it was, just because I see all the tailoring that did go into it. And
I think it was
the shape.
Best made
dress.
It was
well executed. So when it came out, it looked almost perfect compared to some of the other dresses that had no hems, bunchy. I mean, like, if he wanted to go for this tailoring and structure,
it fit her
like,
very
he
well.
Hit it nail on the, you know.
It did.
Nail on the head.
Funny because we always agree. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I think they're being a bit too harsh. Yeah. But I noticed that as soon as I walked down, I was like, I know what he's done. He's gone. I like the color. It pops straight away. I think against the model's skin tone, that is the perfect color. Mm-hmm. But I thought expensive and refined. I didn't like that it didn't hit the bottom, but I really, really liked it.
Well, I like what Alyssa said too. She's like, this lets the woman still speak without the gown taking over her personality. And on this model, it's like the perfect dress for her.
This is where your skin and your hair is going to be the star.
But if she would have had another model, then I might have thought different.
Totally. But
possibly. Yeah. I didn't actually have a problem with the length of it. I know you guys wanted it to be longer. It didn't bother me. But yeah,
I think for a full gown, it has to be like long.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Olga on our live chat says the top and bottom were 2 different colors, I think. It's a very safe dress. Remember?
I don't think so, but maybe.
She says, she's like, I think. It's a very safe dress. Remember when they used to, designers who played it safe?
Yes.
So this is, I feel like, a dress.
Well, did any of y'all give this higher than 3 stars?
I actually gave it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
In the spectrum, because I'm someone that really appreciates something that's well made.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah,
so you really liked the way it was made.
Yeah, that's what they were judging on the technique, and his technique was the best, in my opinion.
I gave it a 4. I'm not totally sure.
Why?
Yeah.
You're not sure why?
Because I feel like compared to everything else, it was really well done and it's stunning and you could put it on a celebrity right now and it could walk the red carpet.
Like Lupita Nyong'o?
She's amazing.
She would
look on the right person.
Pretty.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other one, a lot of the other stuff, it just looks like amateur hour to me.
Yeah. And even like, we're not doing it now, but Anthony's that one, I could see the design and how incredible it could be, but it didn't.
Was
it was down a red carpet. It hasn't been made by Zach Posen.
Yeah. Right.
Because it hasn't, it's not that level of
I think if
of
any
execution.
Of them felt the most Zach Posen, it's this dress for sure.
Well, and Stanley's just, he's, I think, light years ahead of everyone else construction-wise.
Yeah.
Maybe it comes that easy to him, but it's just,
I think
just,
Merlene
it's
needs to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Like, be his, like, understudy for a while. I think she'd have a bright future.
Yeah.
She just needs a... But we don't even talk about her. She's old news.
Long gone.
Next up, we have Helen, who had an attitude as usual this week.
Ooh.
And she was specializing in corsetry, which I found very strange given the outfit we were given. I would never have thought that that is what she's showcasing in this.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's supposed to look like that or not.
The midsection?
Or
just everything together?
Like half of the dress. I'm not sure if it's supposed to look like that or not. Michelle said that it would have to be like that because it's so terrible that you couldn't mess.
There's
make a mistake.
Lot of gathering. I feel like it has to be intentional.
It's very, very, very wrinkled.
Yeah.
I don't get where the corset.
I mean, there is like kind of a line of differentiation of red. It looks like she's using two to kind of separate under the bust and at the waist, but it's not.
I do like the only thing I do like about it is actually the two tone of red that comes down. I actually like that part of it, which has got nothing to do with the corset. But aside from that, I get where she was going with it, but not in the sense of the corset. I get the design, but I don't understand the corset element, and it's the gathering and the bunching up around the stomach has all sorts of problems with me. So I think it was a very weak design. Mm-hmm.
I gave it 1 star because, like I said, I don't know really what I'm looking at, and if that's how it's supposed to look. I hate it. So
I gave it 1. I gave it 1 star.
I gave it 1 star too.
I gave it 2.
Oh, you're the nice one.
I'm the nice one. Yeah. I think it is. Red carpets. That's why I do what I do. Is okay. Because of the red carpet gown. Yeah. So I just have a soft spot for the red carpet and the gown at the moment and Zach Posen. So I'm extra nice today.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is my lane. I love red carpets. So,
yeah, your eyes lit up when they said red carpet.
So I'm like, I did all black today. And I'm like, usually my red carpet get up. And I was so disappointed that I decided to go all black today. Because I was like, it's a theme. I mean, that's what I was born for. I just think I love it. So I'm so excited. I'm extra nice.
Yeah.
I think black looks good on a red carpet.
It does. But I don't know. I'm just, it just feeds my soul, the red carpet.
Next we have up my favorite look of the night, which I think you guys, any of you who've watched this show for a while would probably be surprised.
Yeah,
this is my favorite look because it is not something I would typically pick, but hey, we're grading on a curve here, y'all. Edmund was displaying his ruffle technique, and I thought that it was a very pretty rosette, just not a huge fan of the lace bottom. I don't really like lace. It's just so dowdy to me, using a Georgina word. She didn't like the bottom of the dress either. She wanted to see them stick with the top. One of the judges said she absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
Isaac Mizrahi said that he made the most gorgeous fabric look cheap. I felt like they really put him through the ringer on this. I gave it a 3. I thought it was like a good dress. Like, you definitely want to be really skinny if you're wearing that, because it's not going to do you any favors.
Yeah.
I think what I forget which designer said it in her critiques. I think it was actually, it was one of the guys, but he said, who are you designing the dress for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lot of them miss the mark. Like, who is this for? Because I like the idea of the story, like Beauty and the Beast, Rose, but I don't think he thought about who is wearing this. And I think that's where they all miss the mark. Who's intending to wear
it? I'd see, like, maybe a Georgina Chapman in, like, 10 years wearing that.
No.
No?
No.
No.
I don't see that.
No?
No.
No.
Maybe I just don't like her.
You want to put her in this dress,
No, I mean, this is my favorite dress of the night. It's just,
I've been overdone as well with the
Alyssa
ruffle.
Did have a point about the pillow, and I know the pillow she's talking about. Like every like 40-year-old woman has one of those pillows on their bed.
This is something she would wear.
Alyssa?
It's true.
This is her style.
It is.
Completely. And there you go.
I know she had a style, but okay.
I don't think she does. Right.
I thought that was why she
got her stylist would choose for her to make it
and
better.
She would not argue, apparently.
Well, I liked her a bit better tonight because I think what her strength is she has an empathy about it that sometimes comes out and a warmth being a mother.
So she's the nicest person.
She's the sweetest, nicest person. Yeah, but
you're the host.
She's too nice.
We saw a bit of personality tonight, but that outfit again tonight when she walked on the runway.
Lord have mercy.
For her body figure, she shouldn't be wearing that, and I am really disappointed in her stylist.
I think we need to start shooting her outfits and judging them too.
Yeah. Or should she be the last one on our list every week?
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
That'll be a fun little special segment we can add to the show.
A gorgeous person. Yeah. And just, I like that we saw that more of her motherly, empathetic side again tonight.
All I could see was her butt when she was walking away in those long butt pants.
Long butt pants,
and she's wearing like a crop top with it.
Lord.
Well,
for this, I was really excited in the beginning when they said ruffles. I'm like, ooh, that should be quite interesting. Like, I haven't seen a challenge where someone's used ruffles before. But I just feel like this is just too big ruffles. Like, maybe if he would have dumbed it down a little bit more, then it kind of would have looked better, but the fabric choice as well would just
You guys might think I'm crazy, but I think that whole bottom bit should be, like, black silk.
No! This is now getting even uglier.
I think it would be better, yeah. I think this is actually one of his more successful attempts at making a dress. He does the ruffles, but they're kind of all over the place. Like, this looks strategic to me. I just don't like the skirt. Like, it looks heavy and stiff, and I wish it was either really skinny or really huge, or, like, a different color, like you said. Yeah. And then it would have been better, but I don't think it was...
I think the color blocking might have been nice.
It would have been, I think it would have been even too much more.
Like, just as
one-third, two-third,
yeah.
No?
No, maybe you want
to... No. What if he would have taken, like, the edges and done a different...
Just deconstruct the entire thing.
I don't know.
And it's almost
I just wanted them to start over.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think I just like less is more, you know? And I think it almost makes me think of like a debutante dress. Like the really fashion forward person in the school who's 16. Yeah. This is what she would wear. But she's 16 and she's in high school. So it might be fashion forward for her debutante bowl. But
not
Project Runway All-Star. Definitely a look at me dress.
But how many times have you seen, like, a rose dress? Like, come on. It's been done.
Many times.
Yes.
Many
next!
Times. Like, well, he's safe, so next week we'll see what he comes up with.
Yeah.
Remember that show on MTV, just quickly? Next!
I remember that show.
Next! I do. That's how I feel about this. Next, which it comes off. Next!
Well, next up, we do have Anthony's dress, which won tonight. And I thought it was a really pretty color... I thought the back was really cool. Could we jump to the next picture? We have the back. If you guys can see, it's just, Georgina said, it looked like a brush stroke. Just kind of like effortless, kind of like a natural swoosh.
Yeah.
And I think the back was really nice. But let's go back to the front. The front is just, it's all wrinkled up, like, the stomach area is just not cute. It's like giving me fupa vibes. Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't. Yeah, no.
I don't. I think what is that? Sounds funny.
Please explain.
A fupa.
Should I look this up?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
is
it
Urban Dictionary?
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's a fupa. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Fupa? It is...
A fupa, yeah.
Okay, this is Urban Dictionary.
Sculpting
is when your anxious fat collects in your midsection to deliver nutrients to your vital organs more easily.
Oh, yeah, like
a fat upper pelvic area.
Oh, well, that's a little harsh.
Public's not the right word. This is a sculpting dress.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I have a problem with the stomach on
Same.
This dress a
I
lot.
Do, yeah, I do, yeah.
It ruins all the... greatness.
Yeah. And I think, time, more than 10 hours, if he had even 15 hours, it would be perfect. But that's why I was a little bit shocked when it actually won, because I get the design, probably the best design, but his execution, to me, it's all about the overall look. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
you can execute something perfectly and it's boring.
Yeah. But
so then, what's there?
I don't know. It's just like I think the red carpet is what I really appreciate is about the high quality, and Zac Posen as well, about the materials that they used was the high quality. Mm-hmm. Whereas it looks like a Zac Posen knockoff from that you got online. I love the back though. Love the black. But I just, I really love where he was going with it, but I just don't appreciate that it
looks tortured.
Yeah, that it looks tortured and that it's. It is not effortless around the stomach area and doesn't fit
the
perfectly.
Front looks a little unhappy.
But I mean, the back's beautiful.
The top is basically like a straight up knockoff of his own self from last week, that Judy Jetson dress, which we did like, but we were like, oh, it's all wrinkled. So
just a wrinkle in time.
It's basically like he just made that top part a full dress this week. So I don't know. I wasn't a fan of it. I gave it 2 stars.
I really liked this dress. I think it was one of my favorite of the night. And now that you guys are talking about all this stuff, it's like making me want to second guess it.
No, don't second guess yourself.
It's kind of like...
It did win.
The back, I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. This is like a statement dress that once you see her walk by and then you take like a double take and you're like, whoa, that back is everything.
But you can't sit down.
But you can't... Yeah. No, you'd be standing.
Like she's on a red carpet, though.
Yeah. But that midsection, too, it's just not flattering and I'm so disappointed. But
Michelle,
I do like... You know,
I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 as well. And you know what it is? No woman ever wants to look... and I mean, it's a beautiful dress, and I think, once again, if you had 5 more hours, it would be perfect. But no woman ever wants to look bigger than she actually is, especially on a red carpet. Yeah.
You always want to make sure...
So maybe tighten it up
I feel like...
Front.
It would make me very self-conscious.
The chest...
and that's like, model,
you got to make sure the chest is going to work right. Like, you don't want this to be off, or you don't want your tummy to be off. You can be a little more lazy and, like...
No, but good on him for taking on a challenge. Like, we've got someone like Stanley that didn't really challenge himself as much, but pulled off overall or a better executed look, but went more simple with design. Mm-hmm. Whereas he pushed the envelope, and it wasn't perfect, but I think that was because of time. Worked.
But it is ultimately a design competition, seamstress competition.
Totally, yeah, I agree.
And I do think it's important, but for me, like, design's going to trump the sewing unless it's just horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just hard to view the thing that
it is.
You know, they see this thing in their head,
right?
So
I see it in his head, so I really appreciate it, and I give him a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move on to the losing look of tonight, Joshua's outfit. This got him sent home. I wrote trashy Miami red carpet colors.
Oh my god, I wrote the same thing.
Colors are too similar that they clash in a bad, cheap way, and it's a strange top.
Previously on the Real Housewives of Miami.
Strange, you know.
I think the top was the coolest part about it. Yeah, the skirt really bothers me because it looks so sporty, the way the lines are, and then it's like a high-low. I hate it with the gold strappy sandals and like, I don't know.
Very cheap.
The top for me looked like they'd ripped it off their grandma's dress and like thrown it on top of a dress in a matching color.
It just has, it has that like, that line, you know, like, from the shoulder down to the opposite side, and it kind of draws your eye. And I think it's like, I think the colors potentially could be really interesting, but Joshua has that really trashy hand to his design that just everything he touches is just so
very Miami.
Yeah.
Like bad Miami.
But I almost wish he would have gone like, just go more trashy, because then I would actually recognize this as Joshua's work.
Yeah,
never guess like, oh, that's Josh. You know, like, that's the point.
Like, did you know him for pin tucking?
No,
that's what
I know him
showcasing.
For, like, weird bondage outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, short dresses. Show me some skin. This is not showing
me
skin.
I know
skin.
I said
like,
I hate that.
Like, the bondage dress. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I think
I know
yeah.
I hate, I said, yeah. said it before, like, I hate when people do, like, the bondage fashion, but, like, at least I would have known it was his.
Yeah.
This is just, like, what is this even?
Yeah, he always makes the fuck me dresses.
Yeah, like,
which
you know,
they can work.
Which like movie, which is so
no,
like
no,
yeah.
he makes the pay me and then fuck me dress.
Pay me then. Fuck
I mean,
me
whatever up. Floats your boat. Yeah. You wear the dress, you own it. You
but
know?
He's had such more intricate, like he does a lot of detail and layers and different like.
Yeah,
and this
he
is
does.
Just like I don't see. This
yeah,
is
it's
like
very
a cheap
bland for
of,
him.
Yeah.
I just think the time was not in his favor.
And it didn't help that the model had fake tits as well.
Right.
Because I noticed, I'm like, so
I don't know how they pair them off.
I was looking at them, I was like, yeah, the fake titties and all
I
that.
I think
just
they
didn't
pick
help.
Them. They
yeah.
pick them to.
And the hair
the
on the side,
yeah.
the long hair, with the ruddy extension type look.
Well, did
know?
Anyone give so this great. More than 1 star?
No.
All right, next.
Next.
We've got, we've got my least favorite look.
My
of
favorite.
Vendor.
This one's my favorite.
This is my least favorite.
Oh.
What you're talking about.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Did you not rate this one?
Fabio's.
I didn't rate. Wait, yeah, I did.
What?
I guess I was just, I got him confused. Yeah, this was not my least favorite. I thought it was very elegant, but
yeah.
I could tell that it was hand sewed, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Because of the way I could tell it was hand sewed, not like it was just took a million hours. The colors are okay, but as you said at the table, it's got like this maternity feel to it.
It does, but it does have the maternity feel, but it definitely feels the most modern. As Isaac Mizrahi said, we probably see this in 2 years' time. So, as a person that I live for the red carpet, no, that's what I do. It's literally why I feel like I'm here. Yeah. I'm like, I appreciate that. It was like, this is what we can expect to see in the future.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, I actually would have preferred if it was in like a champagne color.
Yeah, for sure.
You see what I'm thinking?
That's my favorite.
That's
I love champagne.
Yeah,
dresses.
If it was in champagne, I think I would like, and I think it just needs to be a little bit tight around the waist because it did have a bit of maternity vibe there. But I actually really liked it because it was innovative design competition and in champagne.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was actually my favorite.
Yeah.
Because of the design and how
I had a problem with the pleats in the front. I just didn't think he did a great job being like pleating was what he chose.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell it looked like it was done by hand by not like a couturier, but
But do you know what I liked? I liked when she walked in and went, ooh. It gave you, like, oh, what do I think of it? Do you know what I mean? It was like a, oh. Like, whereas that, you know, a Stanley's, we all agree that we do like it and it looks good, mm-hmm. but it didn't give you the, oh.
No, this gave you different elements as she was walking down.
Hello.
And then I think it was more like a cape, right?
Yeah.
Towards the back? Yeah. So the pleating was also in the cape and in the front. But I feel like the neckline could have probably been a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like a little too up here.
They were making it sound like it was super innovative. I'm just kind of like...
It's unexpected, though. Yeah. If you think red carpet, everybody else is like... dated, seen it before a million times. This I haven't seen. Yes, it is.
Would you wear this on a red carpet?
I would. Yeah. But I'm weird.
Unless you were pregnant?
Not at my age, no.
No.
I would, but I'm weird. This is like my style. It's like that modern, but still not, you know.
What
overly,
did you rate this?
It's not overly sexy is what I like because you can see the leg, the slit goes really high and the drop neck in the back and then like, he actually lined it so that you see the lighter blue underneath.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That makes it expensive to me.
Yes.
I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4 as well. I'm just so lined!
I could see it a little bit tighter in the waist.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Like, otherwise,
I see Kelly Clarkson pregnant in this dress. That's about it.
No, I
see Kelly Clarkson.
Maybe if it was in a different color.
I like the lighter champagne.
Yeah, champagne, but around the waist. But I even thought Mother of the Bride. And for even an older actress who doesn't want to show her arms.
Oh, yes.
A beautiful way of still looking
Christy
sexy.
Christy Metz. Yeah. This is something she could wear.
I've been looking so hard for a dress Christy Metz can wear.
Also, Mama Otter on our live chat says, I liked Fabio's because anyone could wear it.
Anyone could wear it. Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell could wear it. Imagine
any
black
size
Rosie O'Donnell.
Could wear it. It might not look the most age appropriate for someone super young to be wearing it, but it would not unflatter
imagine
somebody.
Imagine black Rosie O'Donnell wearing it. She would look stunning.
I don't want to.
Oh, she would look stunning. She would look stunning. Yeah. This was in black, and Joe Rosie O'Donnell was wearing. She would look very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. So yes,
anybody can wear it.
I think, and that's what I like about fashion designing for any woman.
Universal.
I like it. I love
this
it.
This was just middle of the road for me. But it was on the higher scoring on my list. But
I imagine like wearing this and the feeling that I would have. It would make me feel
goddessy,
cool.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Cool.
And elegant, but still like that cool girl, you know? Yeah. Whereas, like, if you put me in a fishtail gown, I'm going to feel so awkward. You know what I mean? Like, this just feels good. Everything about it feels good.
Do you know what
good.
Else I feel like it almost needs is, not that you can, I wouldn't want to see them, but pockets.
Mm.
How cool
I love pockets.
Pockets, like, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
With pockets. Yeah.
I'm surprised it doesn't have pockets, probably because they only had one day.
Yeah, but pockets.
I think this might be the last photo we had. There is Ken's dress.
You
got a picture.
Yeah,
it does. There we are. Here's our last dress for the night. This was my least favorite. I would have sent Ken home. I'm sick of Ken's attitude.
I would have sent
like,
him
regardless
home
of all this. But this, the last 2 weeks, he's just been phoning it in. It's like he's giving up.
He knew it, too.
This is just heavy, and it's like holding that poor little skinny model down, and it's, the stitching's all rumpled on the sides. And I was just sick of seeing these, like, pink, orange, red dresses. Like,
This brocade looks so old.
That's what it is.
Ugh.
But do you know what
the
it is?
Big old
I
thing
appreciated
on the side.
That you acknowledged it. Because remember last week, they're like, we're the best. We did so great. Oh, my God. You guys are so amazing. Like, there was... He owned it that he didn't love it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to Joshua because he got eliminated and did a crap job. but I like what Zach Posen said. It's not how hard you worked. It's what it looks like. At the end of the day... Who cares how hard you work? What does it look like at the end
of
the day?
It literally looks like a curtain.
Yeah, it does,
That got smushed on her. Yeah. And honestly, in a different fabric, it might have been way more successful.
That's a big problem I think the designers had. They weren't using the fabrics right.
I don't know why you would ever choose this fabric.
And they're the best fabrics in the world.
Yeah, I know. They're the most expensive, best fabrics in the world.
Yeah.
They're like Zach Posen's leftovers from like 15 years ago.
I know.
Totally.
I know.
Yeah, he's not going to give away his good stuff.
He's like, this is the premium stuff, God.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, he's this is what I have left, so enjoy.
What are our fans in the chat saying?
Olga says, instead of tacking... We love you, Olga. Yes. Instead of tacking a chunk of material to the side, he could have sculpted the skirt itself.
Actually, I want to find out where Olga lives, because I'd love to have Olga in one
day. Well,
being
that
it
is a sculpting... You would think he would have paid a little more attention to making the actual shape look good instead of pulling the other half of the dress down. But Olga, you ever make it out to SoCal, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Yeah. Money, even if you're not even, like, call her in one night to get her opinion.
Because I really
value her opinion. I feel like she's a part of the team.
She's one of us.
Yeah. I always want to know what Olga thinks.
You can sit with us. No, I'm kidding.
Well, as we said, Anthony won tonight and Joshua got sent home. And that brings us to our little bit of news we have this week. Joshua went on an Instagram rant, basically tearing apart all the judges.
Not cool.
Yeah.
You want to give us a little read through?
Yeah. Well, it's all thanks to one of our comments on, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. One of our viewers commented, like, you guys might want to check out Joshua's Instagram page. So he's been actually going on a rant for a few days.
It's not cool, yeah.
He knew his episode was coming up.
Yeah, like, the earliest one I can find was from February 22nd.
He's accusing the judges of doing drugs. I mean, seen them do drugs.
Oh, that's just not appropriate.
I don't think
what else was like, he saying?
I don't think he says, like, I've seen so-and-so do drugs. I think he just assumes that they're crazy and they don't know what they're talking about and that Project Runway is just so overrated. And he, on a post, he says, Project Runway should be about fashion and the brand has lost sight of that, sweetie. It's time to wrap it up, kids. Isaac Mizrahi, ugly, is a definition of you. Isn't there a staircase you should be hiding under? So it's mostly him just attacking the judges in a very...
Personally
in an angry manner.
What did he call... he called Georgina a chicken?
He called her... Yeah. Oh, okay. So he said, a creepy predator, which I don't know who he's talking about. Probably Isaac.
Probably Javi.
A flawless supermodel, an award-winning actor, a half-plucked chicken, and that's where he was talking about Georgina.
Who's the award-winning supermodel?
Oh, I think
so. Not Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. Oh, and then he says, and a pregnant woman, also not with a child, walk into a bar. So that was him talking about Alyssa Milano.
Not cool.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. I guess he's not wanting to be on All Stars again.
Yeah, he's like, and if you're bored or if you're tired, take a nap at 9 p.m. #me too. So, I mean, he's been pretty harsh, and I guess it's mostly in the comment section that he's replying to fans, and he's just
replying back to pretty much everything.
So.
And these are, like, and I, and that's where, like, you have, it doesn't matter who you are, and where you're from, you still have to respect Isaac Mizrahi's career, Zach Posen's career, and Georgina Chapman's career. I mean, we don't have to respect Chant as far as fashion's concerned. Lovely person. But that
Isaac Mizrahi's... You can't... I mean, you can like him or not, but he's very, very successful.
There's got to be a... There's a
definite line where you have the right to disagree with them, obviously, but you still have to respect people just... having
and
human
dignity. And
you're not
going to get invited on projects when people know that's how you react when things don't go your way.
That's the thing. He's just being a sore loser about it.
Ew, he's gross.
You know?
Hungry Tiger wants to find me out afterwards. And I was such a fan last week.
You went
week.
From your fan favorite to
just
your
just because
least
he was hot
favorite.
And then I really looked at him, but you're not hot when you say
you don't like when people talk about Georgina.
But
that
really says more about him than anything. You know?
Yeah.
Like, no class.
So, well, if you guys want to follow the drama, I'm sure it will be going on all through the rest of the week. Yeah. What's his Instagram handle?
It's Joshua McKinley.
Ooh, now we're giving him Hungry Tiger, like the fame
he
wants.
Yeah, we're giving his PR. We don't know.
What about predictions? Do we have predictions?
We're doing that right now. We're going to see who you guys want. So can we get a little prediction music?
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
Let's start down with the ladies. Maite, who do you think is going home next, and who do you think will definitely be going to Fashion Week?
Okay.
Well, I don't think they do Fashion Week here. They just have their own little fashion show. Who do you think will be going to the finals, and who do you think is going home next week?
Okay, I think Ken is going home next week.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You heard it from us here first.
Sorry, Ken, but I think it's you next week.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to see Helen, Edmund, and Anthony.
Oh, you're Helen.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see a little bit more, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Helen's got too much sass for me.
That's and fine. Not enough to back it up, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next.
Yeah.
I think Edmund and Ken are out. They're done. And the finale, I think Stanley, Anthony, and Fabio.
Oh, I forgot about Fabio.
He was in the finals for his season, and his collection was, like, really cool. Amazing. So I'm rooting for him to keep it together.
I'm on the fence about him, just kind of like, I don't really have, like, a strong feeling towards him. He's what about like you?
Brand. I actually, well, it's funny, me and Michelle, we have Stanley, Fabio, and Anthony. Mm-hmm. I think Stanley will win it. I think
maybe.
He's got the most consistency. And I think we'll see Ken go next week. Or if we can last one more week, I think Helen will be the one that goes next week.
Mm-hmm. People are getting sick of her shit.
Yeah, she started some Ken deserves to go, stuff but she, today. Yeah, I just feel like she's you can't compare her to a Stanley, so.
Well, like I said, I think Ken will probably be going home. I'm surprised he hasn't gone home yet. He's been just, like, sliding by. And I guess I'd want to see Stanley's the most. Mm-hmm. I feel like it might be really boring, but out of everyone,
no,
I feel
no, because
like
then you got the time.
I know.
Stanley. And I want him to be my mentor, Stanley, and Georgina Chapman. I'm very loyal. Can I work for you?
Well, if he does something.
Zach Posen.
Zach Posen's amazing.
If Stanley does some fun stuff, like that, like, fish dress he made, like,
oh, that
if
was
he makes
amazing.
Some kind of fun stuff like
dress.
That, I'd be into seeing it. If he can, like, make it a little more fun, a little less Jackie O.
He's got to challenge himself, like, to get out of the design box that he's in. To make something more creative, because he's definitely capable. He just has to go there.
Well, that's going to be ending our show tonight, you guys. So, Maite, tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs.
On the interwebs. You can find me everywhere at MaiteCrio_.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Uberest, and my website is MichelleUberest.com.
And you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic, bitches.
And as always, I'm Michael Shirley, and you guys can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. And you can check me out on Marvel TV Weekly on Mondays. Super exciting. I love superheroes and superhero fashion. So come join us. We'd love to have you. And until next week, everybody be safe, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.